You're listening to SBS News.
Yusuf Karimi migrated to Australia from Afghanistan in 2007 when he was 17. As he was finishing high school, he dreamed of becoming the first person in his family to go to university.
I worked very hard, to improve my English, because that was my goal, that I have to study something, I just don't want to be the rest of my friends, who couldn't have the chance to, study and to do further, that they want to go to university, so, they didn't have that chance. So here, we have opportunity, so we can go and we can go in and study.
Mr. Karimi did just that, graduating with his bachelor's degree and then his master's in architecture from RMIT at the end of last year. However, while almost all of his classmates now have jobs in architecture, he has not even been given an interview after applying for more than 50 roles. Instead, he's working in retail.
It's very, very frustrating, and it's just especially when you keep getting all the rejection, you just want to say you're sick and tired of applying for a job, and you just, because it keeps you discouraging, there's no more motivation that you have to keep applying for the job. At least when you receive some good emails saying that keep trying.
Now, a new study from Deakin University is shedding some light on why highly qualified migrants like Yusuf are having trouble breaking into the job market. The study found the education levels of Muslim migrants improve when they have higher English skills. However, their employment prospects do not. Dr. Jahit Guin, the economics lecturer who led the research project, says this is not the case for non-Muslim migrants.
If we compare, a non-Muslim immigrant with better English skills to another non-Muslim immigrant with lower English skills, we find that they actually have much better labor market outcomes, which means they are much more likely to work, they have better wages. Once we look at the Muslim immigrants, we find that this is not the case. If you compare a Muslim immigrant with better English skills to another Muslim immigrant with, lower English skills, there is no difference in terms of their employment.
The study used census data from 2006 and 2011 to look at child migrants aged 18 and younger. While it found that high levels of education did not boost job prospects for Muslim migrants, it was unable to discover why. Dr. Guin says the study suggests Australia has been focusing too much on English language skills and forgetting other aspects.
Our findings are saying that we need to be cautious a little bit, putting too much emphasis on English proficiency all the time. There is a big push in terms of, making the English, tests for the permanent resident immigrants even tougher, so putting a higher level bar. Of course, English skills are important, we actually show them. But what we show is that for certain population groups of immigrants, such as Muslims in our paper, English skills might not be the only basically answer to all of their problems.
While the study could not explain this gap in employment outcomes, Muslim leaders fear unconscious bias and discrimination might be the cause. General Manager of the Islamic Council of Victoria, Ayman Islam, says other factors like Islamophobia might be at play.
We know that there are significant instances of discrimination or unconscious bias which is occurring in the employment process. There hasn't been that much research on it, but we know anecdotally that it is occurring. This is particularly with female members of the community. It'll be how they dress. It might be the way that the sound of their name, they might have a photo on their resume.
Mr. Islam says he believes the issue begins long before a Muslim applicant is invited for an interview, with migrants being dissuaded from entering certain fields when they are still school students.
Migrants in school or in university, they also, face a certain level of discrimination. They might be typecast, so they're not actually encouraged to follow through on certain with certain industries. They might be saying, okay, you're from this particular, so, or you appear this way, so you're only destined for this particular job. So that aspirational issue needs to also be addressed. Anecdotally, we know that certain students in certain schools often they've sort of been pigeonholed from a long way back.
While it's not a problem with an easy fix, Mr. Karimi says he's determined to keep applying for jobs in architecture so he can be a role model for others in his community.
I started hard, so I don't want to let it go. I've learned, you know, people learn from, you know, like if you don't get rejection, how are you going to get into, like, you know, by getting a lot of rejection, that's like, you know, even like, you know, all the doors are closed for you. So even like there will be one door open for, like, you know, for you. That's, you know, another lesson for, you know, the rest of people, like, you know, the rest of, like, you know, that they want to study architecture, you know, that they have to, you know, fulfill their dreams, because if you don't try, you can't get it.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.